Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what? I'm going to start out with one of these commercials. I'm going to start out with one of these advertisements because this has just been so fun. So a little inside baseball for you guys here. So every morning, one of the things Caden does to keep me on track and keep the show on track is he'll say, okay, make sure at this time you promote this company. Make sure at this time you promote that message, and because we've got so many great companies and things to promote throughout the show here, in addition to our daily conversation. So he's got to run down all the things that we got to make sure we sneak in here at some point this morning. And when I saw this reminder that hey, today you got to do this Montana tourism thing again, it dawned on me. It's like, today is the final day. Today is the final day of the final week, what has been a 7-week long Montana tourism travel package radio giveaway. And it's been so fun because every day I have like 3 pages of trivia about all these different tourism regions of Montana. It's just fun reading through some of this stuff. And then at the end of the day, at the end of the week, you get a chance to, go to their website, fill out your information, and then you got a chance to win this big travel package. It's just been a ton of fun. So there's 7 different tourism regions in Montana, and we're wrapping up with Central Montana. And so what you do is you go to visitmt.com/giveaway, and that's where you get the chance to, and today's your last day, to get your chance to win this package. Here's what you get a chance to win. It's a Central Montana package, Sip, Soak, and Stay package with the Edith Hotel in White Sulphur Springs. You get a $100 gift card to Bar 47 in White Sulphur Springs. You get a stay at the Calvert Hotel in Lewistown. You also get a one-night stay at a B&B in Lewistown. You get tickets to Fort Assiniboine in Haver. You get a hotel stay at the American Inn in Haver. You get Great Falls Voyagers baseball tickets. You get some Montana Sada Carne Marinade, some bottles of that. You get a gift certificate to the bookstore. You get some trolley tour tickets. Anyway, so just a ton of fun. And of course, some of the fun things that I'm spotting here in the Central Montana trivia is this one. Maybe you can pick up a Yogo Sapphire while you're out there traveling Central Montana as well. I don't know about you guys. Yogo Sapphires are, if I had to pick a favorite, I don't know, what would you call it? I guess a gem? Diamond gem? I can't tell you. I'm no jewelry expert here, but I just know that, like, my favorite thing, even more favorite than diamonds. I don't know, Tanzanite's pretty cool, too. I was in Tanzania, that Tanzanite. But what I loved about Tanzanite is that it looks like Yogo Sapphires. Yogo Sapphires are incredible. I love that blue color of the Yogo Sapphire. Well, the only place in the world to find Yogo Sapphires is in Montana's Little Belt Mountains near Sapphire Village. These rare sapphires are naturally vibrant cornflower blue gems that rarely need heat treatment due to their exceptional clarity. A 1-carat Yogo Sapphire can be worth upward of $15,000. So there you go. There you go. Anyway, yeah, man, it's just been so fun promoting this. But hey, today is the last day of the last week for your chance to win a great tourism package. So go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Get your Friday started right there. There you go. Yeah, and man, it is Friday. Happy Freedom Friday. Great to be with you. Lots to talk about back right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, we're looking at high temperature readings into the upper 80s. Then clear skies continue into tonight, lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for more sunshine, with high temperatures from 90 in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. Staying clear and quiet Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America. Protecting the U.S. from hostile foreign governments, but not in the way you might first think. Stopping them from buying up land and real estate. In Utah, for example, Captain Tanner Jensen is the head of the Statewide Information Analysis Center, which coordinates information and intelligence with federal, state, and local agencies. And he says investigators aren't just looking at land purchases.
We're also looking at cyber crimes, cybersecurity, the intelligence collection, surveillance, You name it, intellectual property theft.
Michael Lucci is the founder and CEO of State Armor, based in Texas, which helps states protect against foreign adversaries. He says other countries target state governments because they know and they understand state governments are not as sophisticated on tackling national security threats. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Are you having...
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, you know, here's what I'm thinking for a random start. I still haven't even grabbed my stack of stuff off the printer yet for this morning's stack of stuff here. And but before I do that, I'm kind of like clearing off all of the stack of stuff that's been piling up on my desk here all week long. So much show prep, and oftentimes we don't even get to most of it because we have too many other things to talk about. And so sometimes before I throw it all in the recycling bin, I'll look at some of these stories and say, ooh, wait, maybe I should talk about that one. Because I don't even think we talked about this story yet. And this is crazy. This is cool. We cover so many different topics, and, you know, we get your messages, we get your phone calls, and that's a good gauge to find out what people want to talk about. But then it's also just fun going out and running into people around town. So I was at a great event at the Summit Cigar Lounge last night and just catching up with a whole bunch of great folks. By the way, shout out to Dane Pyburn with a great selection of beverages on sample. Including this Michter's. That's all I'm gonna just leave it right there. Good stuff. And then the Whistle Pig Farm Stock, incredibly good stuff. But anyway, what was everybody talking about? What were a bunch of the guys talking about? Actually, the guys and the gals were talking about this one. Okay, I had this story printed up a couple of days ago here. It comes from the dailywire.com. Dana White says there will be a UFC event at the White House. And on top of that, he says, quote, it will be the best card we've ever done. He says, I will blow the doors off this thing. I'm going to make this one of the greatest events of all time. Now, I was lucky enough to be able to go to UFC 300 down in Las Vegas I think, was that a year, maybe 2 years ago now? Actually, no, that was last year. It was not this past spring, but the spring before, with an incredible group of Montanans. And, big thank Nate Kahana is the Green Beret founder of Anthem Snacks. And anyway, he was partnering with UFC. And so he was able to take a whole crew of us Montana guys down there. And we had like Willie Blazer from Willie's Distillery was there, a whole bunch of great guys. But that UFC event, I mean, I'll tell you what, I used to think that the best sport to watch live was hockey. Even if you didn't grow up playing hockey or watching hockey, to me, you know, I've been lucky to go to a lot of different, you know, sporting events, professional sporting events, NBA games, you know, NFL games. In fact, Chicago was one of my favorite sports cities. I mean, got to go to Soldiers Field for a Bears game. That was incredible. Got to watch a Blackhawks game in their old arena. That was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. But I always thought hockey was the best sport to watch live because there's just constant movement. There's always something going on. Until I went to the UFC, and I was like, holy cow, this is the most incredible sporting event. And but I was telling these guys about how incredible that UFC 300 was because, you know, you're in the arena down there in Vegas. I think it's at the T-Mobile Arena. Anyway, you're in the arena where the Vegas hockey team plays, the Golden Knights play, and they put on a great show for those Golden Knights games too, by the way. A lot of Montana mentions at those Vegas Knights games. But so Vegas knows how to put on a show. So they put on a show in that ice arena like no other ice arena could probably put on a show because it's Las Vegas, and that's what Vegas does. So imagine a UFC fight in there with the octagon right in the middle of it all. And so I was telling these guys how it was crazy. The lights would be on. Everybody's talking. Everybody's, you know, BS. And then in between fights. And then all of a sudden the lights dim. And it's like the curtains, you know, coming open at a play, at a theater. And all of a sudden the lights go dim and all the spotlights are right on that octagon, just like a theater stage. And the whole place goes so silent. You could hear a red Solo cup fall to the ground on the other side of that arena. It goes so quiet. And then everybody is just dialed in. And I was there for that incredible Gaethje-Holloway knockout fight, where in the final 15 seconds, whoo, and the boom, and the knockout with, like, what, a second left to go. So it was just absolutely epic. So imagine a UFC fight on the White House lawn. Anyway, that's what everybody was talking about last night when we were sitting there, you know, that and then some other topics. But that was kind of the big one because, like, holy cow, could you imagine going, not just going to a UFC fight for anybody who's never been to a UFC fight, but could you imagine going to one at the White House? I was like, oh, yeah. I said, the moment that I saw this Daily Wire story, I was like, okay, because we've had a couple of guests from the White House join us on the show here in this new Trump administration. We had a bunch of them in his first term, but we've had a few folks now in this 47th administration as well. And you can guarantee the moment I saw that story about the UFC event taking place at the White House, I was like, okay, hey, how do I get media credentials for this one? Is there any, what do I need to do to get media credentials for this thing? So, anyway, that was incredible. Okay, there we go. What was going to be just a quick little, let's throw that story in the recycling bin and replace it with today's show prep. Turned into a much longer story. But, everybody agreed, too. They're like, holy cow, we want to try to figure out a way to be able to attend that one. All right. Hey, speaking of Washington, D.C., speaking of the White House, that $9 billion rescissions package and cut to federal spending cleared the House of Representatives once again. So they have clawed back $9 billion in spending that was already allocated from the last administration. And hopefully this is just the first of many clawbacks in federal government spending. But it's not just the cuts to NPR and PBS. Wait till you hear some of the other woke garbage that they cut in the rescissions package.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congressional Republicans are simultaneously looking backwards and forwards. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is conducting an inquiry into what former Biden officials knew about the cognitive state of former President Biden. Republicans want to prevent future presidents from relying on staff if they are potentially out of it. But we've been down this road before. Edith Wilson practically acted as president after Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke, and the press corps was complicit in hiding the physical condition of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 1930s and 1940s. Addressing a future impaired executive is a worthy exercise, but gazing backwards may be problematic for the GOP. Republicans don't really have a good Democratic foil right now. Former President Biden provides that, and so while the GOP focused on investigating the Bidens, they're going back to the same well again. However, also it doesn't hurt Republicans politically to find out what former Vice President Harris knew, and the same with former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Both are flirting with a 2028 presidential bid. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Boy, that really got people fired up. Some guy from Northwest Montana called into Montana Talks about halfway through Thursday's show, and he said, why does the flag even matter that much? And that's when patriots from all across the great state of Montana started calling into Montana Talks. Hey, that's why we keep the phone lines open for you, so you can be heard, so you can stand up for that flag and what matters to you, what matters to Montana. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. A law that would make gun manufacturers responsible if their products are used in deadly shootings is upheld again. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals, located in Manhattan, is affirming a state court's call that New York State law commanding firearms companies to create controls to prevent unlawful use of guns is constitutional. The same law would allow people to hold the manufacturers liable for damages should they fail to do so, meaning the gun maker would be responsible if a criminal uses one of their products to commit crimes, even though, as the National Shooting Sports Foundation asserts in their lawsuit, the law runs afoul of the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Even one of the appeals judges who voted to uphold the law stated the New York law is an attempt to end run the federal one. No word if the NSSF will try taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. This week, a Farmers Union member was in Washington, D.C., joining lenders and bankers in calling for higher loan limits, more flexibility, and faster approvals in USDA's Farm Service Agency loan program. Testifying on behalf of the National Farmers Union to a House Subcommittee on Agriculture, John Wicks, who farms near Ledger, Montana, said an FSA loan helped him take over the family farm, but the months-long process wouldn't work in competitive land sales. He urged Congress to raise loan limits, speed up approvals, and offer pre-approval.
I think it's really important to, increase those loan limits a little bit to help, you know, with the rising costs of everything, and to maybe expedite the process of the paperwork to kind of get people the financing quicker. But the tools are really amazing and really helpful for somebody that, you know, our farm, we were struggling with, we were reaching the end of our equity and needing a new operator to come in, and that was me. Having that access to maybe more funding and, you know, for the farm ownership loan, that was quite a process to start. And, you know, it took months. And in another case, you might have somebody else outbid you while you're going through all the loan approvals. So
AgWest Farm Credit's Mandy Minnick echoed Wicks on the value of FSA partnerships, especially for young farmers and ranchers, and said pre-qualifying producers for loan guarantees would help lenders like AgWest speed up approvals.
Especially on the preferred lenders, so those of us that have already gone through a lot of qualifications with FSA, if there's a few more things you have to ask us and we have to do ahead of time for us to be able to get those guarantees, that would be another option as opposed to lessening the amount of the guarantees. So tell us what we need to do to qualify more and then come back and look at those loans later on if you need to. And again, we've already talked about increasing those loan limits for beginning farmers is really important.
Now, the House Ag Committee's draft farm bill proposes key FSA loan changes, including higher limits, inflation indexing, expanded microloans, faster, easy guarantee approvals, refinancing for distressed loans, and easier access for beginning farmers and ranchers.
It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Duke Clayson County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the Quick Finish Art Auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just $10. Come join the fun. Full details at cmrstampede.com.
There's never a wrong time for beef. Sign up for the Beef Box giveaway from the Montana Beef Council, and you could win $50 worth of beef. Whether you're grilling steaks, simmering a pot of chili, or making a hearty roast, beef fits any meal, any season. It's the perfect addition to your table, no matter the occasion. Don't miss your chance. Head to the Montana Beef Council website and enter today.
The USDA will not allow extra specialty sugar imports beyond trade obligations, citing harm to U.S. ag producers from rising costs and foreign competition, along with policy changes. The department says the move aims to protect sugar farmers who've lost 15% of the U.S. market to imports and faced mill closures, calling the decision a step toward correcting a trade imbalance. Sugar beet and sugar cane producers are applauding the news. That's a look at our Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Wayne Nordlund. Have a great day.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I like that last little line. Did you guys catch that last little line that Lane Nordlund threw in there at the end of his Farm and Ranch report? The move was applauded by sugar cane and sugar beet producers. You guys heard the big news about how President Trump announced kind of another update in the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda, and Coca-Cola is going to move away from corn syrup to real sugar. And I think sugar cane was the mention, but the initial focus was on sugar cane. And when I heard that news, I was like, okay, interesting, very interesting. A lot of people say, hey, get the real sugar. It's better than the fake sugar. Sometimes you're better off just having real sugar, than you are in getting all that fake sugar, right? It's like you see people that will like drink 55, diet pops all day long, and then they wonder why they're not losing weight. It's because fake sugar has a really bad effect on you when you have way too much of it. Anyway, that's old Billings' last diet. Well, since we're talking about Billings' last diet stuff, yeah, let's talk about Billings' last diet stuff. I know our buddy Tim and Savage knows the deal here, but yeah, when you go through Billings' last diet, to make this point about real sugar versus fake sugar, right? Now, stevia, that kind of stuff, that's a little different, but I don't like the taste of that stevia stuff that much, unless it's concealed. But, obviously, if you're trying to lose weight, you want to focus on protein and veggies and avoid the carbs, right? And then you slowly integrate a little bit of carbs back in after you've lost your weight and you've maintained that muscle mass. But the fake sugar, Billings' last diet, they will tell you, when you're on the diet, they'll let you have one of these, diet drinks a day. If you're somebody who just loves pop, I call it pop. I don't know where this whole soda thing came from. My kids are like, everybody says soda in Montana. I'm like, no, they say pop. But I grew up on the High Line, so that's a few hours away from from where we're at right now. Anyway, they'll let you have one of these diet drinks a day while you're on the diet. Now, why don't they want you to have a bunch of diet drinks? Because you'd think, well, it's diet. There's no sugar in it. Why can't you just drink a bunch of them? Well, some of that stuff will dehydrate you, and you need the water in order to burn the fat, right? Clean your system out. And then the other thing is that too much of the fake sugar, like that aspartame and all that type of stuff, your body, even though it's not getting actual sugar, your body assumes that it's getting sugar, and so it will go into fat storage mode, energy storage mode, because the fake sugar, all that fake sugar, makes your body think that it's consuming a whole bunch of sugar. So that's why somebody could drink diet pop all day long and wonder why they're not losing weight or what, what I'm saying. So anyway, that's just one of the things you'll learn if you go through Billings' last diet, and they've got a remote option too. So you could be in Big Timber and not have to make the drive to Billings. You could just do your remote call. Speaking of Big Timber, we got a caller from Big Timber coming up. 60 seconds. Stand by. Go to Billings Lab about the house. The house they started by passing the $9 billion rescissions cut. Then they had to go to the Senate. The Senate got the job done earlier this week, thanks to your senators, Tim Sheehy and Steve Daines, voting in support of that rescissions package. Now it went back to the House. Now it's heading to the White House, heading to President Trump. I've got this Daily Wire story in front of me that talks about some of the other spending cuts that were included on top of the public broadcasting that was cut as well. First, though, let's go to Mike in Big Timber. Mike, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. And on this Freedom Friday, I'd like to give a shout out to the Veterans Administration, who worked with local medical facilities in Bozeman to help me with my medical problem. And I thought that that was a good way to go, rather than going through the veterans facility. There's a change for veterans that they can get care that they need outside of the actual veterans facility by the Veterans Administration and the medical people at Fort Harrison working with local hospitals and outpatient care centers, which is what they did for me.
Yeah. So you did, like, you were able to take advantage of what they call community care, where, okay, hey, you have, issue A, or you've got something that you want to, get checked out. So instead of having to drive all the way to Fort Harrison in Helena, for example, well, hey, you can just go right down the road in Bozeman, for example, and do it there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bozeman has a new veterans primary care facility at the top of Main Street there. It's a great place. And as long as your primary care is up to date, if you need something done, an outpatient surgical procedure or something else, they'll get a referral to that person. In my case, it was cataract surgery. And 2 days, one in each eye, and I'm good to go. You wouldn't believe my sight right now. I could dance like crazy.
Well, that's awesome. I've heard those cataract surgeries. I mean, it sounds creepy. It sounds crazy. But, yeah, people say it's not as bad as you think it was, and it really does wonders.
Yep, 10 minutes is all it took for each eye.
Wow. And are you awake for it, too?
Yeah, they say you're aware, but you don't care, which is actually what it is. You really don't care.
And really?
You don't even know it's, absolutely, Aaron. And people my age.
Even the men who suffer from the man flu, and, like, we're the biggest, you could punch us in the face and we'd be, all right, cool, whatever, punch me again. But there's something about medical stuff, or, you get the man flu and you become a wimp sometimes. So, but even the wimpy man flu guys can survive a cataract surgery, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, that's great to hear. Good news.
Thanks for taking my call.
Good news on this Freedom Friday. Hey, great to hear from you. I love the tagline of that Kevin in Billings, who's got that Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone podcast, because he's blind. And he says, even a blind man can see what's going on in this country right now. And, of course, Mike and Big Timber could see what was going on in this country. But now he can really see what's going on out there in Big Timber country. All right. Yeah, great news.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A true silver spoon socialist, Mamdani mocked for admitting he relied on family money. That we got to talk about that story here today. I heard that one on Fox and Friends, and I was like, wow, this Trustafarian leftist. It reminded me of some of the kids I went to college with at the University of Montana, some of the biggest liberals that got involved in student government and were on the Democrat Party campaigns back then. They were all these, like, Trustafarian, spoiled brat, woke white liberals, had family money to prop up all their left-wing activism. That's who this Mamdani, the commie Mamdani, is. His dad makes all this money through the university system, and so Mamdani is openly admitting, well, yeah, I can run for office because, I can run for mayor of New York because, well, I've just got my family will just give me a bunch of money if I run out of money, so I didn't need to worry about working. Anyway, typical true silver spoon socialist. All right, since I already got into that story, let me see. Who was it? Who called him a silver spoon socialist here? John Levine, at Levine Jonathan, is the one who shared this soundbite here of the commie Mamdani. Here's the audio. You can hear it for yourself.
I worked until January, and then I took time away from my job. And one of the major reasons I could do so was because I knew that if I ran out of my savings, my family would be able to support me.
Oh, yes, the poor oppressed migrant. Mamdani's father, as the Daily Wire points out here, is a hard-left professor at Columbia University. And his mother is a successful filmmaker who once owned a $2 million Chelsea loft in New York City. That's according to the New York Post. Mamdani attended Bank Street, a prestigious Manhattan private school that now costs as much as $66,000 a year for elementary school students. Oh, but he's such a victim. He's so oppressed. Katie Pavlich shared the Margaret Thatcher quote, "The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money." Let's see, who called him a, former CIA officer Brian Dean Wright said this, "Classic socialism, once I blow through my money, I'll take yours." So well said. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it was on X. It was the Western Lensman account said, "A true silver spoon socialist." Right there. Okay, $9 billion clawback. Let me get to this one real fast, and then I'll get to you, Stephen Ballantyne, because I definitely want to hear from Stephen Ballantyne. But what else was included in this $9 billion rescissions package? And, of course, I had the article right in front of me, and I don't know what I did with it now. So let's go to Stephen Ballantyne while I search through this stack here to find the article I literally just had in front of me. Steve, what's going on? Great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. Well, you know, you're talking about Dana White, you know, going to the White House lawn.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cool. There's so many areas you can go down now, but, you know, Biden, you know, they have the little drag queen show out there in front of the White House, you know, Mary Kay products, you know, just everything to go along, tuck-friendly stuff. Here we bring in Dana White, you know, and they're going to come in there. And we're going to be serving popcorn and coolers, you know. And here you got Maxine Waters, remember? Get in their faces, follow them to their restaurants, you know. Well, come on to the White House, you know. We're going to get in their faces. We're going to be boxing.
Step into the octagon, Maxine. Yeah, wouldn't it be funny to get like a old Spartacus Cory Booker in there? With Mark Wayne Mullen, the former MMA fighter, you know, Native American senator from Oklahoma. No, you raised a really good point. So I don't think David Noble and I covered it yesterday, but we talked about it off air. I was chatting with David Noble about this very story, about how, yeah, they're going to do a UFC event at the White House, on the White House lawn. They're going to have a UFC event, and Dana White from the UFC says it's going to be the best fight card ever. And so I was asking David, I said, you know, I said, you know, part of me kind of, you know, you're kind of wondering what to think about this. You're like, it's the White House, and they're going to have basically this fighting event going on at the White House. And so, you know, but then again, you know, Bill Clinton can't say anything about how it's beneath the White House to be holding something like a sporting event at the White House, you know, right? But the other thing I said is I said, you know, some people might argue, well, I just don't think that's an appropriate event to have at the White House. But then again, and David and I joked about this. Yeah, remember when Joe Biden had all those the transgender activists and all the drag queens at the White House, and the one dude takes his shirt off and is on the White House lawn with his fake breasts fully exposed out there. Now, I get it. They're fake. They're not real breasts. He wasn't a real woman. And so you're kind of like, come. But either way, it's like, come on, man. What are you doing? But that was the type of people that Joe Biden and John Tester were elevating.
Exactly. You know, it's just funny. I mean, look at old Schumer. Look at him. You've released a whirlwind. Oh, yeah, we're going to release a whirlwind right on the White House lawn.
You could have, they could play a montage video of all the calls for violence of these fake, phony, wannabe tough guy Democrats. That could be the video that plays in between the fights. You know, John Tester, sometimes you just got to punch him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's anyway, a great
thank
idea.
You.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Great phone call. Great to hear from you. Happy Freedom Friday. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Yeah, what do you guys think? I mentioned, you know, if you missed it earlier, like that's what everybody was talking about last night. It was like, man, what about this UFC fight? Oh, man. And one gal who was there. All right, sorry about the beep there. That must be one of our Fox News update things. All right, anyway, one of the gals who was there, she's like, man, I was just in D.C. last week doing some realtor stuff. She's like, I'm going back for this if there's any chance I can make it into that one. All right, let's get to the $9 billion cut to global aid and public broadcasting. So this is the $9 billion rescission package. It cleared the Senate earlier this week, just cleared the House once again. Thanks to the Republicans, by and large, standing together. You guys have heard that, you know, no more will the biased left-wing NPR and PBS get your taxpayer dollars. So that is in there. What else is in this rescissions package? So the Daily Wire has a great piece here. Let's see. Speaker Mike Johnson talked about, you know, the package eliminates $9 billion in unnecessary and wasteful spending at the State Department, USAID, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. He added this: the American people will no longer be forced to fund politically biased media and more than $8 billion in outrageous expenses overseas. Previously, the House passed a $9.4 billion rescissions package in line with the White House's request in early June. However, the GOP Senate pulled about $400 million in cuts to the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, the PEPFAR program. So some members wanted to see the AIDS relief put back into it. So that was put back into it. Let's see. I thought, oh, yeah, here we go. Johnson's office said the final product rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wow, that's insane. $135 million in contributions to the corrupt and dangerous World Health Organization. $18 million to improve gender diversity in Mexican street lighting. I thought it was street fighting. It's street lighting. $4.4 million for a Melanesian Youth Climate Corps. $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus advocacy programs in the Western Balkans. Nothing says balkanization like chopping up a bunch of little kids, I guess. $2.5 million to teach children how to make environmentally friendly reproductive health decisions. See, you know, just killing your offspring is environmentally friendly, the Biden tester regime believed. And so they wanted to fund environmentally friendly reproductive health decisions. $300,000 to fund a pride parade in Lesotho, or Lesotho, as Trump called it. My goodness. Yeah, that's just some of what was included in this $9 billion rescissions cut that the Republicans delivered on. And like we say, hopefully there's more to follow, more to come. All right, coming up, hey, it is Friday. Jeff Lasloff with the Montana Family Foundation does a weekly legislative update when the session, when the legislature is not in session. Always a great update. Look forward to hearing it every single week. So that'll be coming up right after the Sean Hannity commentary and the break that we send you to right now. 406-294. Yeah, there I go, giving out the phone number. All right, don't worry about calling in right now because we've got the legislative update. And then Becky Hillier with a look at the bright side on Freedom Friday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Linda's theory is I do a better radio show when I am pissed off and angry. I don't want to be in a state of pissed offness and anger all the time. I think you can be a good talk show host, and I think my longevity's kind of proven that you can be yourself and you don't have to be pissed off all
the time. I know, I've been here 20 years. I know, I've been irritating you a very long time. I've gotten very good at it.
You're very good at it, but it's not something to be proud of.
Oh, thank you.
You should not want to brag about annoying and irritating me with your disapproval. Mm-hmm.
And somehow, yes, way of saying, I do.
I disapprove with the boss's decision. That's what that means.
No, it's because I'm irritated.
Does Anthony have to put up with this? I just have a question.
No, I get it all out on you.
You don't mm-hmm him at home.
Nope.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times. Remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD. Or go to the website, HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, we're looking at high temperature readings into the upper 80s. Then clear skies continue into tonight, lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for more sunshine, with high temperatures from 90 in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. Staying clear and quiet Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Gavin's got a gun. Whole world's come undone. Yeah, you heard me right. Gavin Newsom just got his first gun. You got to see the video of this guy. He's like, what am I holding here? It's like the most awkward guy trying to hold a gun video you've probably seen in a long time. We've got that story at MontanaTalks.com, plus a whole bunch of Montana content, including all of the growing conflicts between Montanans and grizzlies as they remain on the endangered species list for some stupid.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
What is truth? The question asked by Pontius Pilate 2,000 years ago at the trial of Jesus is as relevant today as it was then. This week, I had the privilege of spending time with some of the top legal minds in the United States, many of whom have successfully argued multiple cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. And the topic of the day was contending for truth in the public square. In an age where secular humanism runs rampant, simply stating that absolute truth actually exists is seen by some as blasphemous, especially when it comes to the issue of gender identity. In the 2021 Montana legislative session, during a hearing on men competing in women's sports, an obviously frustrated University of Montana student body president stood before the Senate Judiciary Committee and said to the members, "You just don't get it. These are not men who believe they are women. They are women." To bring sanity and clarity to the issue, the legislature and the governor in the past two legislative sessions have attempted to define the words male and female using objective scientific terms. This raised the ire of three Missoula judges, one of whom is Shane Vanetta, Montana's only openly homosexual judge, who nullified the definitions and this week added insult to injury by awarding nearly $100,000 of taxpayer money to lawyers from the ACLU and the law firm of Holland and Hart. some of whom were not even asking to be reimbursed. Holland also indicated they would donate their portion of the award to the ACLU, which means the ACLU gets a huge taxpayer-funded payout from a judge with an arguable conflict of interest who stands clearly in their camp. Many would argue he's doing exactly what he was hired to do, run interference for the left on LGBT issues. He said that the state's definition of male and female is unconstitutional and runs contrary to scientific understanding, to which we respond, not so fast. According to many of the doctors who presented at this week's gathering, many of the studies quoted by the transgender advocacy groups have been debunked. The U.S. Supreme Court is upholding laws protecting women's sports and banning transition of minors, and the whole transgender house of cards is collapsing, not just in the U.S., but around the world. The momentum on this issue is quickly shifting toward truth and reality, with 80% supporting protections for women's sports and 70% supporting bans on transitioning minors. In addition to the doctors and scientists, there were also those present who had transitioned and then detransitioned to the degree that they could. Many transition procedures, like double mastectomies, are irreversible, which is why they should never be performed on minors who are incapable of providing informed consent. In addition to the wins at the U.S. Supreme Court, there are also numerous cases that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear, indicating even more possible wins in the near future. The bottom line was this: contending for truth involves two things. First, an acknowledgement that truth actually exists. It's not relative. Just because 100 people agree that 2 plus 2 equals 5 does not make it so. And second, there must be those willing to contend for the truth in the public arena. I met hundreds of doctors, lawyers, governors, and legislators this week who are contending and doing it well. Someday, we hope the Montana Supreme Court will follow the lead of the U.S. Supreme Court and place fairness in sports and protecting children from unscrupulous profit-driven doctors ahead of their politically correct agenda. But until that happens, we will continue to contend for the truth in Montana's legislature and courtrooms. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
Yeah, great update there by Jeff Laszlofy as always. And yeah, that event he was at this week, it was great to get a readout from that event. My wife Jessica was at that same event, and so just absolutely incredible work that they're all doing. Let's see, what are we going to talk about on the 7 o'clock hour of the show? Man, so many things to talk about. Becky's going to have a great news story. She's always got a let's look at the bright side story. I've even got a bright side story for Becky that I'll share as well. Boy, that really got people fired up. Some guy from Northwest Montana called into Montana Talks about halfway through Thursday's show, and he said, why does the flag even matter that much? And that's when patriots from all across the great state of Montana started calling into Montana Talks. Hey, that's why we keep the phone lines open for you, so you can be heard, so you can stand up for that flag and what matters to you, what matters to Montana. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.